The rise of mobile media devices, smartphones and tablets, presents a fascinating, perplexing challenge. We insist on calling our industry the book world, even as today's event is a book expo. The digitization of media, however, transports the book from the page to a screen, where it is adjacent to every and all other media. How well the book can get along with its new neighbors is a question we will look into in this session. Innovative global successes of Polish multimedia and transmedia publishing. We'll discuss two projects that successfully merge literature and education with gaming, film, animation, interactivity, and state-of-the-art technologies. Olive Green is a groundbreaking combination of an interactive feature film and an educational application for learning English. The film script was created from scratch to meet the requirements of an engaging story and gradually increasing level of language competence. Olive Green employs games, decision-making, speech-driven interactive dialogues, massive learning content, and spaced repetition to provide top-quality edutainment. The Witcher Wild Hunt is a story-driven, open-world role-playing game set in a visually stunning fantasy universe based on a series of fantasy novels by Andrzej Sapkowski. Our guest this morning will share insights and lessons learned from their explorations of these new worlds. Consider them like astronauts returning from an interplanetary mission who have much to tell us about the direction of publishing in the future. I'll introduce them to you briefly. To my right is Krzysztof Biedelak. Krzysztof, welcome. Krzysztof is one of the founders of Super Memo World, a company established in 1991, which started a global trend of applying spaced repetition in computer-aided learning. He holds a Master of Science in Computer Science from the Poznan University of Technology, specialized in artificial intelligence and natural language processing. So clearly not a literature major, but very much a scientist. He is the co-author of several publications on the SuperMemo algorithm, and since 1998 is manager of the PWN Polish Scientific Publishers Group, one of the biggest school academic and scientific publishers in Europe, and we heard about their rise as a private publisher in the last session. And then further to my right is Jakub Samalek. Jakub, welcome. Jakub is an award-winning video game writer and novelist born in Warsaw. He has a doctorate of classical archaeology at Oxford and studied as well at Cambridge University. He's the author of a series of crime novels set in ancient Greece. And since 2012, he has worked for CD Projekt Red, the Polish developer behind the Witcher franchise, and which he co-wrote the story and dialogues for The Witcher 3. He's listed among the 100 young leaders of Central and Eastern Europe by the Respublika Foundation. I'm going to turn first to Krzysztof.
Hello, everybody. Thank you, Chris, for the introduction. In our case, the whole project started from the idea, which to realize needed a film script. And I must say, interestingly, we had this similar problem here as you did. We started with professional script authors. And it appeared that we cannot get the right product from them because the impact of the language requirements for the script is so heavy that you need really deep language teaching competence in order to understand it and somehow combine the story with the language requirements of the course. So we ended up with one of our multimedia course authors who is a fan of film, of cinema. He used to write some scripts himself, not as a professional writer, but actually he did. We didn't know about this. And we found him to create an outstanding script, so we were very lucky in this. And speaking of applying books in our case, of the relation with books in our case, it's simply one of the, again, it's one of the requirements for our clients. They often, despite having the multimedia, the interactive, the technological content, they still need something physical. They want to have a book for reference, to be able to see this, to go back to this dialogue on some physical carrier. They want to be able to refer to the grammar descriptions and other details. So that's why when the box which we see staying here is an example of one of the forms how we publish it. And this one includes actually, apart from the multimedia content, from the access to the online service, actually contains paper books for reference. So that's what I meant saying, that we kind of ended with the book in the process here.
Well, it's really fascinating, and Jakob, I think interesting, even though you've admitted to us that you kind of used the original works as inspiration, Sapolsky's works have now taken off on their own, and so the gamers have gone to the books, and now they're bestsellers in the U.S. and around the world.
So this is actually something that's probably worth emphasizing, because video games are often perceived as danger or a competitor to books, and well, the research here is not conclusive, but from what we are seeing, it seems that this is not the case. In Poland, there was a study which found out that people who spend a lot of time on computers are also reading more books than your average Pole. I'm not sure whether this is the case in the US, but there's definitely this trend in Poland. And books by Sapkowski were quite successful, very well known in Central and Eastern Europe, but they never quite managed to grab the attention of the English-speaking reader. And a few of his books were translated into English, but then the interest kind of tapered off, and the full saga of Geralt of Rivia, his main character, was never translated in full. But after our game was released in 2015, his first collection of short stories suddenly rocketed to second place on the New York Times list of best-selling books. So evidently there is a connection, and gamers, after finding out this amazing about this amazing world and experiencing it, they wanted to consult and familiarize themselves with the source material. And they bought the book. And now all of Andrzej Sapkowski's books are being translated into English or were already released into English.
Well, that's what selling 6 million units in 6 weeks can do, I think.
Yeah. So it really did help the books as well. And I think something that also is worth pointing out in this context, that our success would not have been possible without the books. The production cycle of the video game is 3-4 years apart. And Mr. Sapkowski took 20 years to create this world. And this is what is truly the biggest asset of our game, is this amazing world which feels like a real place, which has its own history, its own culture, and so on. And we would never be able to create all that within the constraints of the production side. So we needed the books that can be created in a slightly different environment with other pressures and other constraints. And we need this material to create the game that we did. So, rather than being a rival, I say that video games and books can complement each other and help each other.
Right. Well, in fact, as a final set of questions, and I want to ask you about this relationship of books with the rest of the media worlds that you both live in, and the potential here for partnerships. I'm thinking that a book publisher listening to you both speak could think, well, maybe I've got something on my list that could work in this other medium, whether it's in education or whether it's simply as a game. But it's not as easy as just sort of saying, oh, I'm going to make a game, right? Can you both offer us some suggestions for what's going to make such a partnership, a book publisher working with a game developer or a publisher working with others in the media world? What's going to make that relationship, what's going to make that partnership successful?
Well, I must say that the Evergreen Project is a big experiment, and in a lot of areas while thinking about this project, we were simply improvising. So, unlike book markets and established market, I would say I'm not very proficient in gaming, but I'm a little bit a gamer myself, and I think we are speaking here of a market which is well established. It's a big market, actually. While we were trying to create something new, a new combination of media coming from different areas, and I would say that technology creates great opportunities today, but I don't have one ready prescription. We would have to look at each type of content, each type of idea independently. To think about what qualities we can get out of this and where it could be, where such a product and in what way it could be marketed.
Yeah, Jakob Samali, what about the potential for partnerships? And you learned a really important lesson working with Sapkowski yourself, which is at some point you have to admit what you don't know, right?
So I think that the collaboration could be potentially very fruitful and both parties can profit from it. But turning a book into a good game is very difficult. It's easy to make a very bad game out of a book, but making a good game is another cup of tea, mostly because it's hard, or I'd say it's not a good idea to take a story from a book and then basically tell the same story in a video game.
Right, very briefly, and to close out, the global market forum here at Book Expo is kind of a cultural exchange, in this case this year, between Poland and the U.S., but your products are very much global products as well, and you aren't just working in the U.S. market and the Polish markets, you're working in markets around the world. Can you tell us about the intersection then of story and technology and culture, whether, you know, working in a marketplace more exotic than the U.S. and Poland presents its own kind of challenge? Christoph.
Speaking of different markets, there are different. We have to mention different forms of this product. First of all, there is the online form, which is global by itself. So it's hard to, you know, copy this model or license this model in another country because it's global already. Then we are speaking of a release like this one, where the product is combined with offline applications and books, and this is the product licensable locally in different countries, and that's why we are here. We were in London Book Fair, and we go to places like this to find partners for this type of licensing and publishing. And then there are other forms. We don't have time to expand on this, but there are of course other forms that the product, this type of product, can be marketed through.
And Jakob, I know. I mean, there was a warning at the beginning of your preview about the gore and everything else. That's something that is imposed. I believe you told me in the Polish context and Germany as well, not so much here in the U.S. Certainly other countries might be more averse to that kind of thing. Is that the challenge, that the content may be seen as unsuitable, or is it just other issues?
Well, The Witcher is very much a global brand, and the Polish market constitutes just 3% of our sales. So actually the U.S. is the biggest market for our game, but The Witcher was released in 16 different languages, including Arabic and Japanese, and these two markets are quite difficult to access, and they also require some slight adjustments to make sure that we do not offend the cultural sensibility. So, for example, the Arabic version is slightly censored, so there are some elements that were either removed or slightly sanitized, let's say. And the same goes for the Japanese market, that we had to make some small changes to make sure that the game passes the certification process. So yes, we have to be aware that the game we create will be sold to very different people all around the world.
All right. Well, I want to thank you both for a really interesting discussion today. Christoph Bidalek, who is the founder of Super Memo World and as well as manager at the PWN Polar Scientific Publishers Group. Thank you, Christoph. And Jakub Samalek, award-winning video game writer and novelist, and working with CD Projekt Red on The Witcher Wild Hunt. Thank you both very much indeed.